Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Members of Massachusetts' congressional delegation are voicing concern about the White House decision to assassinate Iran's top general Qasem Soleimani in a drone strike in Baghdad. Defense Secretary Mark Esper called the move a decisive defensive action against someone plotting to target Americans in the Middle East. For more, we're joined now live by Massachusetts Congressman and Marine veteran Seth Moulton. Congressman, good morning. Thanks for speaking to WBUR.
Good morning, Bob.
So give us your initial reaction to what happened in Baghdad overnight. And are you worried that we are now headed for a war?
Well, let's make this clear. Qasem Soleimani is an evil man. He's someone who has American blood on his hands. And so I'm not mourning his loss. But the problem is that the administration has never had a clear strategy here. And they've now dramatically escalated tensions with Iran. And to answer your question directly, are we at risk of going to war? Absolutely. More so than I've ever seen in my life.
How should we have handled Soleimani? Was the drone strike an appropriate action or not?
Well, I mean, it's appropriate in the sense that he is an evil person with American blood on his hands. But it reminds me of being in Najaf, Iraq, which actually is a centerpiece of Iranian influence, back in 2004. And we had a major militia problem in the city that General Petraeus sent me and my team to deal with. We also had an Iranian-backed governor. He was an evil man. Trust me, I wanted to kill him. But we made a calculated decision not to kill him because we thought it would create more unrest, create more insurgents and terrorists than it would stop. So that's the concern here. There's always a math in counterterrorism. Are you killing more than you're creating? What the Trump administration has done by killing Soleimani is united Iranian hardliners, empowered them at home. And my great concern is that at the end of the day, we'll be worse off than we are now.
A moment ago, you were talking about your service with the Marines in Iraq at the start of the U.S. invasion there in 2003. Are you saying that we have failed to learn lessons since then with how the U.S. should deal with Middle Eastern nations?
Oh, we absolutely have. I mean, the fact that we're still mired in conflict in the Middle East is all Americans need to know to understand that we haven't figured this out yet. And there have been great leaders, people like Petraeus and McChrystal, who talk about this terrorist math, who understand counterinsurgency strategy. But I don't think anyone in the Trump administration seems to get it, or certainly not our commander in chief. No one has a plan for how to deal with this massive escalation. And if you even look at the administration's stated policy with Iran, it's to do just to do three things. It's to deter regional aggression, but they're escalating it. They're encouraging regional aggression from Iran. It's to stop their nuclear weapons program, but Iran has restarted their nuclear weapons program since the Trump administration shredded the deal. And finally, it's to, and I say this quoting the administration, to bring Iran to the negotiating table. There's nothing that any administration has done to push them farther away than what they did last night.
You asked the White House to brief Congress on its policy in the Middle East. What do you want to hear from the Trump administration now after this action?
I fundamentally want to hear what happens next. What's the strategy? This is clearly going to lead to an escalation. Iran has promised a retaliatory attack. That could come tonight. It could come 3 years from now. It will be Iran's choice of timing and place. But what are our plans to defend against that? The administration has said that they want to withdraw troops from the Middle East. In the last few weeks, they've sent several hundred more troops to the Middle East, and yet they don't have any plan to deal with the massive evacuation that they've now called for of American personnel in Iraq. So this is chaos. This isn't a strategy, and it's certainly not a reasonable plan to end the war.
As you pointed out, Iran has already immediately promised to retaliate. What possible response from Iran do you worry about most, Congressman?
Well, it could be absolutely anything. I mean, they could try to assassinate an American leader, someone here at home in America or abroad. They could attack American diplomats or troops overseas. Of course, Americans are stationed all around the world, doing important work, serving their country every single day. It could be in the form of a terrorist attack. It could be a cyber attack. Iran has a very sophisticated cyber division that could well attack American citizens right here at home. So we don't know what this will be or where it will come. But if there's one thing I can trust that Iran says, is that it is that there will be a retaliatory attack on America.
So at this moment, what you're saying is we don't know how this is going to play out.
We don't know. And most importantly, the administration does not seem prepared. They don't know how it's going to play out, and they don't seem to have a strategy. They certainly haven't briefed us in Congress. I mean, I sit on the Armed Services Committee. As I've asked them questions, they don't have a clear plan, a clear strategy to address any of this. As I said earlier, by their own metrics, by their own policy, they're abjectly failing when it comes to Iran. And let's not forget that when you step back from this situation, when you remember that Iran is an evil country that kills Americans, but in the grand scheme of things, our big threats today are Russia and China. This is also just taking the eye off the ball. The more this administration focuses on their vendetta with Iran and further mires us in conflict in the Middle East, it's detracting from the long-term attention we need to give to the rise of China and the continued threat of Russia.
Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton, thanks very much for speaking live this morning with WBUR's Morning Edition. Thank you.
You're welcome, Bob.